November 24th, 2018. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "Children, today I recommend my intentions to you. As you pray, rid your hearts of all clutter and focus on the divine. Worldly debris is the material goods of the world, which you do not need. It is the distraction of situations and problems which only I can resolve. Your failure to surrender all of these things before you pray is a weapon which Satan uses to weaken the prayer of your heart. My most important intention is your undistracted prayer, so that I am able to use your prayers in a most powerful way. Then, all that stands to be corrected in hearts and in the world slips out of Satan's grasp. Focus on my omnipotence and the ways I inspire people to do good. Focus on my power to overcome all evil. Pray with the assurance of the power of my intercession. When you focus in this way, your prayers are most powerful. I use them to fulfill my divine will in the world." A note is given to read Philippians chapter 4, 4 through 7. "Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say rejoice. Let all men know your forbearance. The Lord is at hand. Have no anxiety about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, will keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus." Another note is given to read Colossians chapter 3, 1 through 4. "If then you have been raised with Christ, seek the things that are above, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things that are above, not on things that are on earth. For you have died, and your life is hid with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory." Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.